Mark Vlessing is co-founder of Pocket, a private developer of affordable housing for first-time buyers. What would this do for your market, your business, do you think, Mr. Vlessing?
Well, it's very, very welcome that we have all the main parties now focusing on what they can do to try and resolve the housing crisis. I'm not sure this is one of the measures that's going to help.
Why? Where are the problems?
We don't really have an ownership crisis. We have a housing crisis. I mean, the problem that we have out there is not with demand. We've got a problem with supply. And what this is going to do is going to gobble up a bunch of homes that should be there for the community. And the history of right to buy is that whatever the political parties may say about this, when they recycle the funding, the capital that they get out of these sales, they don't actually manage ever to replace the stock on a one-for-one basis. So you do lose housing this way. And I'm afraid that whilst I think it's positive that they are engaging with issues of home ownership and they are really trying to find ways of coming up with policies that are going to be attractive to people, the real conundrum is we need public land release, we need a 10-year planning framework in which to deliver an awful lot more housing, whether it's social, intermediate, or outright for sale, and this doesn't touch that.
Had you had a phone call from someone, how might you have finessed the message, or do you just think this is at odds is what actually needs to be achieved in the housing market?
I can understand why the principle of encouraging more home ownership for the Conservatives in particular is politically something that they think is the right thing to do, and I think there is evidence that mixing up council estates through right to buy over the years has had some positive benefit. I mean, I'm certainly not somebody who ideologically thinks that right to buy is a wrong thing, but when we look at the actual results of right to buy in terms of housing supply, it has diminished housing and not increased housing. And I think all of your listeners will agree with me that the problem that we have in the UK is not about home ownership. It's about creating more supply, whether it's for rent or to be owned outright. So I'm afraid, on balance, I don't think this is much more than a political gesture. And I would agree with other people who are at the moment saying, well, how is this going to be funded?
Mark Vlessing, thank you. You're co-founder of Pocket, a private developer of affordable housing for first-time buyers.